It's the 31st of December 2015, the last day, New Year's Eve, and it's 11:45. No, it's not, it's 10:45 a.m. So I'm on my bed. I was shattered last night, absolutely shattered. Literally yawned my head off from about 5 o'clock. We went to bed at 10. Crazy stuff. I was just a burnt out wee puppy. But we'd had a grand day. We went through to Glasgow, done some shopping. Just walking about basically. And for a meal back home. Fire on. Yawn, yawn, yawn. Should have went to my bed. Ah well, this morning for New Year's Eve. It's not bad. I mean, it's overcast, but it's fairly bright. I could say that. Mind you, it is well on in the morning. It's very damp. The air's very damp. Looks like some clouds are very low, and there's a you could say a misty dew on the shrubs. Yes, definitely. So I'm guessing the clouds actually were down during the night, and that's them going back up. Yes, we be like squid in the oceans. Maybe in reverse. I don't know. So, a good night's sleep last night. Yes. Feeling okay. Though emotions running through my head about something that happened before Christmas, and it's still there, and I didn't ask it to be there. But if something comes to your fore in your thoughts, then it's there, it's present, it's active. That dormant, and you can't help that, and you can't control that. So it's gone now. I'm just reflecting on thoughts again. Other than that, I'm okay. Yeah. Yes, we were feeling good, both of us yesterday. Last night when we were going to bed, we both reflected on the day and said that we'd enjoy it enormously. Because it's been a while since we were in Glasgow. Glasgow always seems to put you in a good mood. The people in Glasgow are some of the friendliest people in the world. And it's just, there's an atmosphere in Glasgow, even though you're one of a million people wandering the streets. There's an atmosphere of friendliness. Of if I decide to ask that person over there something, they'll tell me. You know, they'll answer you, they'll talk to you, and go out their way to help you. Just, I'll give you an example. We popped into the Apple store on Buchanan Street. Only for 5 minutes. My wife hates tech shops. Absolutely hates it. She never, well, I say she never, once she came in with me. But that was only because there wasn't a shop, an adjoining shop that suited her to look in. She came in with me yesterday. I said, look, I'll only be 2 or 3 minutes. I'm just going to have a look at the iPad Pro and the watch. Just to have a look. I have no interest in buying one. I just want to see them physically. And so she said, okay, I'll come in. So I came in, and we're starting looking at the watches, and the young guy was looking at a watch, and he heard me explain it to my wife. She thought they were beautiful. That was a strange thing. She didn't know the price, but she thought they were absolutely beautiful. So she said, look at that lovely pink one. That would be nice for a woman. Yeah. So we were just talking. I was explaining, you know, look at this, if you touch it here and that. And this young fella, and I mean, in his 20s, sat with rest, looking at another phone next to us, and watch I should say. And he just started to tell us, he says, you know, he says, I think they're fantastic. And off he went, and then he says, do you know that John Lewis's are selling these for £50 less? I says, you're kidding. He says, no, I'm not. He says, I know John Lewis's is selling the same watch. Now, he mentioned two watches, and he says, that one there is £50 less, and that one there is the dearer one is still £50 less. And John Lewis's just up the road in the Buchanan Galleries from the Apple Store. And he says, I don't know whether to say to anybody. And so we got into this conversation about, I said, look, just be bold. Just go and tell them that you've spotted it and see what they say. I said, if it's an Apple product, it doesn't matter if you buy it from John Lewis's. It's still guaranteed, warranted, everything. I said, then you could buy some accessories for £50. So anyway, we're just in this conversation. And we come away and my wife said to me, you know how I always say that the Glasgow people are wonderful people? She says, there's a typical example. All they wanted to do was talk to someone. And that was great. If that had been in Edinburgh, that young guy would never even looked in their direction. Unless he came from Glasgow. But if he came from Glasgow, he wouldn't went to Edinburgh. But what I'm trying to say is, that's what Glasgow's like. If you go in for a coffee, if you go in for a meal, everyone's so damn friendly. It's just, and it makes a day. You know, you come home, you may just sit quietly and reflect on what happened in the day, and that's maybe not in conversation. But to say to yourself, you know, look, that girl was really nice, or that couple, or that guy. You know, it is, it's true. And that's why we love Glasgow. We haven't been in for ages. And having been in yesterday and went through a routine, because we go certain ways and we go for the same into the same place for the meal, and they're always great. And I met the chef who became great friends. Now, this isn't high end, by the way, this is working class end, but it's a great place to go for grub. And the chef is a foreign guy, they told me where he came from before. He was so delighted to see us again, shouting over, and then eventually went over to talk to him and shaking hands and saying, wishing each other a good new year. And so we'll be back in Glasgow as soon as we possibly can, because you can't beat getting a buzz from people. And that's what life's all about, just being nice to people, being kind to them, accepting their ways, and being generous with your attention, being generous in your response, just being nice, just being bloody pleasant, you know, that's all it is. We're not all great, we're not all perfect, but if we just kind of try and love each other in that social way, if you like, yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to say. If we can go into the new year and try and be a little bit more pleasant to people, and try to welcome a wee bit more into their lives, even if it is just to have a wee blather with them, when it's all nonsense, it's nothing totally relevant to the ways of the world, but just be nice. Yeah. Or nicer, because you may already be really nice as it is. Yes. Anyway, rain's on, eggs have to go on, tea's cold. Tomorrow is another day. In fact, tomorrow is a new day.